There's something very special happening at West Middle School in Brockton, Massachusetts. It's here you'll find a grassroots, student-founded kindness club. And on Wednesday, they gained a new spokesperson.
I'd like to introduce a Super Bowl champion, an all-pro cornerback from the New England Patriots, Malcolm Butler.
In September, a group of sixth graders saw that not all of their classmates were treating each other with decency and respect. So, with the help of their math teacher, Ms. De Silva, they started the Kindness Club. Their mission is to encourage their peers to treat each other as they want to be treated.
We wanted to make sure everybody knew that we are all special and unique in many ways. And we also wanted to make this school an anti-bullying environment. We also wanted to create a kind club to stop this and work together. And since you can't do this alone, you know, we have to use teamwork to, you know, create a nice anti-bullying environment for all of us.
The newest teammate, Malcolm Butler, wanted to help spread the message beyond the sixth grade class.
I needed to do this. I mean, deliver a message out about, you know, bullying and being kind and support of this middle school group.
And as it turns out, the students have more in common with a Super Bowl champion than they might have thought.
When you were growing up, were you ever picked on or bullied in school?
Yes. I was teased about my haircut. I was talked about my shoes, my clothes.
I can relate to him when he says that he's been bullied as well, which really touched me.
I've been in that situation before, and I know the kids up in here look up to me, and I know I could make a difference if I can tell them what I went through and how I felt when someone bullied me.
After hearing Butler's story of humble beginnings and Pro Bowl nominations, Ms. De Silva expects her classroom to be full of new students on Friday, all wanting to join the movement and spread the kindness.
Students were saying how they were inspired, how they wanted to do better, how they were going to set goals. It's very interesting that something like this can really change the climate and the atmosphere for 700 kids. And they were all very, very positive as their leaders.
You know, we all set a goal that we want to aim for. If we want to aim for this goal, we have to aim for it. We have to try. We'll be determined and, you know, hope for the best. And we all can do that.
Kindness Club.